We are learning Mesechta Nazir Daf Beis Mebeis, and we're starting six lines from the top by the two dots. Send the Mishnah Omar Ahei Hareza Nazir. There's one example of Yodos Naziris. The Mishnah started off called Kanuya Naziris Kinaziris, and we put in the words called Yodos Naziris Kinaziris. The first example of a Yad, the incomplete Dibur, is Ahei, which means, we say, Taich means Nazir. So, if anything about Akasha, how do you know it means Nazir? Dilma Hei Vitainis Kavah. It means to say that I want to be Vitainis, I want to fast. Not I want to be Nazir. I'm a Shmuel, Gunshay Nazir, over the front of Nazir walking in front of you, and you said Ahei, I want to be like that person. That's your Taich. Therefore, Ahei means a Nazir, even though it's incomplete Dibur, but with the Nazir walking in front of you, that tells you that Ahei means Benazir. So, Ramara asked, Lema Kasava, let's bring it right from here, that the Shmuel holds, Lema Kasava Shmuel, Yadayim, Shem Echikas Lai Vidayim. That means a yad, there's three levels of yadus. A yad mechiach, which means you said an incomplete dibur, but there's only, we know what it means. There's another level, which is, we're not sure what it means. It's not mechiach. It's noita more to one way, but, which means it's more mestavra, it's one way, but it's not clear. And there's a third level, which is not even a yad, which means we don't even know what it means. We're not sure which one it means. It's an equal suffix. So the Gemara is asking over here that this case of Ahei is more mashma nazir than tainus. Why? So two pshatim. Taisa says the pshat is because Ahei is mashma, something that happens la'alter. So a nazir is a good la'alter. Right now, if I say Ahei, I can start nazirus right now. But a tainus, since I ate already today, there's no way to start the tainus right now. Tainus starts at the beginning of a day. So when you say Ahei, it's not mistaken to be a tainus so much because it can't be la'alter. And Ahei is mashma la'alter. It could be tomorrow, but it's more mistaken, it's nazir. So here, Ahei is really more mistaken nazir. So it's at least it's a yad she'en mechiach. So why do you need nazir to walk in front of you? Elamaisa, Ahei is more mistaken to be nazir. So that should be enough. That's Taisus pshat why Ahei is mashma one nazir than tainus. The Rosh is a little different. The Rosh says the tvei mashmusi loshen nazirus loshen tainus da Ahei mashma the koyah gufe l'shenoyse l'shem chadash. It's mashma I'm turning myself into something else. Ahei, I will be something else. Da Ahei she nikra nazir. Ava yoshev tainus. Someone sitting with tainus. Ain't shmai mashdana. Ahei is mashma. I am going to be something else. The tainus is not really something else. So therefore, it's more mistavra. It's nazir. So the Gemara's kash is Ahei. The word itself is more mistavra nazir. We said either our Tosfos pshat or the Rosh's pshat. Ahei is mashma. More nazir. So why do I need nazir avil fun of? It must be because he holds yadayim she'ein meichicha is yadayim that's not muchach minei ubei lo yav yadayim. The Gemara says no. I'll tell you, it's really a different level. Amri, bezman she nazir avil fun of lekos sugar milsechina. If a nazir walks in front of you, no other suffix. Avil vade ein nazir avil fun of. If the nazir is not walking in front of you, amrinu dima hei retainus kama, which means the Gemara is answering no. It's a 50-50. A hei is not mashma nazir any more than tainus. And if there's no other fun of, then it's a 50-50, like the Taisus Lashon is. I feel a yad lehava. It's not even a yad. It's nothing. There's no raya to naziris at all. There's no raya to naziris at all. There's no raya there. Naziris more than that. And therefore, you need to have a nazir avil fun of, because if not, there won't even be a yad. That is the way the Rosh and Taisus second pshat learn the sugya. There's another pshat in the sugya. Taisus' first pshat, that it goes a little different, but we'll stick with this pshat, one pshat, which is Taisus' second pshat, and the Rosh's pshat, that it means that Shmuel Taka holds, Yadayim She'ein Mechichos, maybe Loi Havi, really Yadayim She'ein Mechichos, maybe really Havi Yadayim, but here, it's not Mechich at all. Here it's a suffix if it means either one, and therefore you have to have Nazar over the fun of. Great thing about Akasha, but Dilma Lefaitu Mechabonosav Kamar, L'chayra, good, we establish a nazir walking in front of you, and a hay is going on that nazir. But maybe he means to say that I will pata his kabanas. He's a nazir. He's going to need his kabanas soon when he finishes his ziris. When I say a hay, it means I'm going to pata his kabanas. So how do you know it means v'chlal that I want to be a nazir? So Gemara answers, the ka'amar b'liboy. He says in his heart, I want to be a nazir. Ihachi ma'ila memra. So what's the chiddush? Ma'otem b'nam p'vali v'shavin k'mash lo, no. You would think that you have to have pivali b'shav, which means the heart alone is not enough. Kamash lo, no. So both the Rosh and Taisus explain that, of course, Kabbalah b'lev is not enough. You need pivali b'shav. But here it means that since you have a complete dibur, the only problem is we're not sure what part of nazir you want to do, that the lev will help to show you which direction to go. And it's not a chasar on pivali b'shav. But avada, if you just do a Kabbalah b'lev, it will not work. That will not work. That's pashut. It will not work. You need to have a clearer dibur. What? Because here, you didn't speak out. What you're speaking in your heart is that I want to be a Nazir is not klar from your Dibur, because your Dibur maybe means a heart lefoit from an Aziris. That's right. That's the Kamash Blon, really. That's the thing. Like, Taisa speaks out. It doesn't work. She says, "If you don't need privilege of shavim, chashli b'shvi enough." So he says, "V'ha'cha ki loy hoytziv apiv v'hei nazir beferish afikav nazir afanov unbelievable nazir." The answer, privilege of shavim, it says, "Machshav is a leiv megalia deburay the haki nazir afanov the ha nazir kama." Chaygav na v'shav privilege of shavim. Saying the Maharal tells us this is called privilege of shavim because the Ma'isa I hate stems with nazir. It means nazir. We just don't know which direction it's going. That helps privilege. That helps delay. So it's really like very complicated. You're saying the word ahe. If the nazir does not walk in front of you, lev will not help. It maybe means tainus. So the nazir walks in front of you, I know it means nazir. But now, even when it means nazir, maybe it's a fight to a kavanas, that levi helps to tell you which direction to go. That's what comes out from our Gemara. Zokta Gemara Vaita, it says there's another case of yadois, ahei na'a. And actually in the Mishnah, it separates it. It says, ahima ahei hareza nazir. The Lachar say ahei hareza nazir. Oi ahei na'a. And we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah that Lachar, it's a little bit of shaila why it's split into two different cases. And here, Taisa will explain after this Gemara what's the reason. So, I hate Noah. The loch is your Nazir. Vidilma, I know the front of a mitzvah. Maybe he means to say, when I hate Noah means, I will beautify the mitzvahs in front of you. That's what it means. Katanya, we'll have a brisa. It teaches a pasuk in the Shiras Hayam to mean that you have to do nice mitzvahs. It says in the pasuk that Caleb Anveyu, I know the front of mitzvahs. Beautify in front of Hashem with mitzvahs. Esel front of sukkah, not like a beautiful sukkah. Lulav, not nice. Lulav. Tzitzis, not nice. Tzitzis, not a green talus. Nice tzitzis. Echtoiv the front of Sefer Torah. Right in front of you, Sefer Torah, not like Rav Nosson. Nice Sefer Torah. Vakachen of a shiroim, not. It's not enough for the Sefer Torah, not. You have to make nice shiroim also. Nice mantle also. It's all part of the Noah of mitzvahs. That Keli van Veyu. It's all part of the mitzvahs. So maybe here, a hey Noah, the front of a mitzvahs. Hey, fun of a mitzvah means that maybe hey no means mitzvah. Who said it means nazir? Hey no can mean that I'm gonna grow my hair long. That's what it can mean. Hey no, but who said it means that? Because that's what the titling no means. Nice hair. I'm gonna have nice long hair. Who said it means that? Maybe it means mitzvahs. Amashmuel should toughest besairei. When you hit a hey no, you are held on to your hair. Toughest besairei. Va'omar anoa, and he said to be nice. That's what he said. He did it while he held on to his hair. So here we know you're right. But it could be mitzvahs. But since he held on to his hair, it's enough. Zok toisvahs. That before by hey, it sounds like he has to have nazar v'lfanav. And here, tafas v'sari works. What's the difference? Zok explains toisvahs that when you say ahei and you held on to your hair, it'll be nothing. Ahei, and hold him here. Hey, what's ahei? Hey, it's nothing. You have to have nazar v'lfanav to complete the dibur. Masha'enkein ahei na'ah, but etzem is enough of a dibur. Just you have to know which direction it's going, mitzvahs or nazir, so toughest v'sara works. And the opposite is true also. If you held on, if you said a hey na'ah and nazir walked in front of you, it still doesn't mean a nazir, because who said a hey na'ah is going, you said a hey na'ah, you didn't say a hey plane. So who says going on a nazir in front of you? It will not help a nazir in front of you, you have to hold on to here. Masha'in came by a hey, you have to have nazir follow up to complete the dibur. Therefore, Zok Taisvis, the Mishnah separates into two different type of yadis. Because a different type of yadis, different type of incomplete diburim. One's an incomplete dibur because missing the word nazir in it, and if you have the nazir in front of you. And a hey na'ah has the word nazir in it, because na'ah means nice here. But he's not sure what we're referring to, and therefore you have tofes basari, and therefore the Mishnah separates it into two different yadis. That's how Taisvis explains, Dibur Maschal Omar at the end of Taisvis. So one more Gemara. The Gemara says, Nazir milsa da veira varmeli na'ah. Nazir is not a good thing. And you call that na'ah? I'm going to be na'ah? It's not a good thing, Naziris. Zok to Gemara, no. The in. Da filo leza kaper. Even leza kaper, the nazir chayte, that says the nazir is called the chayte, hadim li gav a nazir tame. That's only a nazir tame. The idea by a mister, since when a tame, the lach is, he kept 24 days of Naziris, he became tame, he has to redo the whole thing. By that time, he had enough ready. I can't do this anymore. And therefore, the idea by a mister, since the halacha is that the first days fall off, you have to redo it. Kitame Nazir when you come tame. There, maybe to come to be over on your Naziris. Like the Rosh explains, it's too long. And also, he also isn't going to feel bad about it. The Kabbalah is going to be Chum Vazara. So that's why it's called a chayte, because we're scared he's going to be oivan aziris, he'll be have charata on his aziris. Avonazatar is not called a chayte. You could say the lashon ahi na'ah on such an aziris, because that's not called a chayte. The only one's called a chayte is someone who comes tameh and then he has to do extended time. We're scared he'll have charata, and therefore maybe he'll be over, or it'll be like shukhum ba'azara. But upon him, a nazir tahir is not called a chayte. If he's tahir and he keeps the laws and he keeps the whole 30 days, then it's not called a chayte, and therefore it passes to say a hey na'ah. So ad kan the dinim of yadais, of the first two cases of yadais. That one case is yadais with where he said a hey and a nazir was walking in front of you, and therefore we know it does not mean tainis. And the second one, which says a hey na'ah, you're taifis pesari, held on to here, so you know it means naziris and does not mean I know the fun of the mitzvahs.